I'm calling the meeting to order here of the KPFA LSB meeting on February 12th, 2022. And I'm going to ask for Carol to take roll, please, and then I'll read the group agreements.
Yes. Hold on, please.
And this is an emergency meeting. Chris wants us all to remember.
Sorry, trying to do three things at once. All right.
This
is February 12th, Emergency Delegate, KPFA Delegate Assembly. Adisa Armand.
Present.
Adisa, present. Daniel Borgstrom.
Daniel, present.
Daniel, present. Chris Corey?
Here.
Chris Corey, present. Brian Crowell?
Here.
Brian, here. Fred Dodsworth?
With bells on.
Present. Janine Etter?
Oh, they call you Dave?
Janine Etter, I do not hear you. Sherry Gendelman?
Present.
Sherry, present. Donald Goldmacher?
Here.
Donald, present. Leslie Howard?
Here.
Leslie, present. Christina Huggins?
Present.
Dina, present. Lily Kimura?
I saw her on the board.
Yeah, here, here.
Lily, present. Philip Muldari?
Here.
Philip Muldari, present. James McFadden?
Here.
James McFadden, present. Darlene Pagano?
Present.
Darlene Pagano, present. Christine Pepin? Christine, not, I'll come back. Frank Sterling?
I'm here.
Frank Sterling, present. Catherine Tuktokin?
Here.
Catherine, present. Aki Tanaka?
Here.
Aki Tanaka, present. Andrea Turner? Andrea has an excused absence because of her hospitalization.
Andrea shows up on the...
Oh, she's here.
She's here.
Andrea, you are here?
She's muted, but...
Okay.
She definitely
I'll come
is.
Back to Andrea. Andrea, if you can unmute, that would be great. Mark Van Landuit?
Present.
Mark, present. Tom Voorhees?
Tom is here.
Carol Wolfley, I'm here. Zach Kaltvir.
Present.
Zach here. And Elizabeth Milos.
Here.
Elizabeth, present. Janine Etter. Christine Pepin. And Andrea Turner. Andrea, are you here?
Yes, I'm here for a while. Okay.
Thank you. Hi, Andrea. I hope you're feeling
thank
better.
You. Thank you. All right.
Thank you. We
send our love to you.
Thank you. I'm trying to hang in.
Good. Okay.
22, we do have quorum. Oh, right.
Okay. I'm going to
read. I am in the process of, I had a problem with the, what I posted, something got cut off at the bottom of it. So I'm going to have to repost. The actual article in the chat. Okay, Christina, do you want to go ahead?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and read the group agreements, and then we will read. Well, then we'll vote by roll call. So,
Carol needs to know that the thing she's posted is not complete. It ends with the exempt status under section 501c3 of the, and there's nothing more.
That's what I'm working on. Thank you, Fred.
Thank you, Fred.
It's a little tricky.
Okay. Zoom instructions. Yes. There were some strange noises there. Okay. Zoom instructions. Participation for purposes of sound quality and clear communication without interruptions. That's four purposes. Participants are asked to mute themselves during KPFA LSB online meetings and the chair or host will recognize one person at a time to unmute themselves and speak. Board members on the phone can mute and unmute themselves by pressing star 6. The use of the Zoom chat option is reserved for LSB members only, so that board members are able to process board business without distraction of board. We look forward to hearing from members of the public during the public comments time. Board members wishing to be called on during the meeting are asked to raise hand by clicking on the participant button at the bottom of the screen and then clicking on the raise hand button on the right, or to press star 9 on the phone. Board members will be called on by staff. LSB board members shall use chat to submit written motions to the LSB secretary. Board members online may vote by Zoom, raise hand, or by roll call, or by email with the code when needed. KPFA LSB meeting and email agreements. Audio recording of the meetings is available at kpftx.org. No video recording permitted at KPFA LSB meetings. Speak with each other respectfully using comfortable volumes. Focus on facts, issues, and proposals. No name calling or personal insults. Use attributions of sources and documentation when making statements or assumptions about other people or groups. Listen to each other with care. Honor the agenda and timeline, including staying on topic, following group procedures, and respecting the directions of the chair, facilitators, timekeepers, and people taking stack during meetings. Raise hands to be recognized by the facilitator. Honor time, individual time allocations per share, and finish up when agreed upon time is over. Each person's time may be used for comments or questions with answers included in the time. Honor board confidentiality. KPFA local station board members are required to keep all job performance information related to KPFA management, paid and unpaid staff and volunteers confidential, to be shared only within closed session LSB meetings. If a situation arises when a participant is not willing to honor the above agreements after the agreements are brought to their attention, that person may be asked to leave the meeting or be removed from the meeting. Public comments. People wishing to make a public comment are asked to sign up at the beginning of the public comments time, so the designated time can be equally divided among the speakers. The members of the public are called on first to prioritize listener and staff input. PNB members who sign up will be called on after members of the public have spoken. Thank you.
Christina, Donald's got his hand up.
Okay. Thank you, Donald. What? Yes?
Yes. Before we get into this vote, could somebody please, this is a request for information. My understanding was that this motion was to address the property tax issue that Pacifica has bungled for the last 7 years with regard to KPFA's property tax assessments. In this motion, there is no language that addresses that, either indirectly or directly, that I can tell, even though we passed this at the BNB last week.
That's correct. And what it is that the when you have the Board of Equalization, when they look at our bylaws, whenever they do a look over bylaws, because they have to be updated, this is an update of the bylaws that is legally required to be in conformance with the current law regarding the bylaws in the Board of Equalization. So that's why it's a little bit confusing, but it does comply, and every other board has passed the motion this way, including the PNB. This is what the PNB passed as well, exactly. So that is why it's worded that way. Elizabeth, I believe you're next on stack.
Yes, I wanted to point out that the previous language was from 1968, and there's been 50 years of taxation code changes since then. So this is the reason why this needs to be changed, and I'd like to clarify that.
Thank you.
Thank you. Go ahead, James.
I just want to clarify, it's not the bylaws, it's the Articles of Incorporation.
Right. I'm sorry. I misspoke. I meant to state that. It is the Articles of Incorporation. Correct, James. So the Articles of Incorporation have to comport with the current law, and they have been changed a couple times since 68, but the fact is that this change is necessary in order to comply with the current Articles of Incorporation. So let's go ahead, and did you want to read the motion, Carol?
Yes. So the motion is, and it's a little confusing in the chat, the KPFA local station board moves that Article 8 Okay. Kai, did you just screen share? Thank you. The KPFA local station board moves that Article 8 of the Articles of Incorporation of this corporation be amended to read as follows. The property of this corporation is irrevocably dedicated to the charitable purposes set forth in Article 2 hereof, meeting the requirements for exemption provided by sections 214 of the Revenue and Taxation Code. No part of the net income or assets of the organization shall ever inure to the benefit of any director, officer, or member thereof, or to the benefit of any private person. B. On the dissolution or winding up of the corporation, after paying or adequately providing for the debts, obligations, and liabilities of the corporation, the remaining assets of this corporation shall be distributed to such organization or organizations that is organized and operated exclusively for charitable purposes and that has established its tax-exempt status under Section 501(c)(3) of the Internal Revenue Code and satisfies the requirements of Revenue and Taxation Code Section 214. Kai, did you just share that?
Yeah, it should be up right now.
Yeah, thank you. So in this one, it's the full text. We had some problems with cutting and pasting. And Kai, could you just cut and paste that whole thing into the chat, please?
Yep, I can do that.
Thank you. I thank you, Elizabeth, for helping. And there were some problems because there were some wording changes that happened this morning in terms of the top part.
So do I have a second?
I second that.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you. Been moved in second. So I would ask, is there any discussion first?
Okay, I can go ahead with a roll call. Oh, yes.
Yeah, I call the question.
Well, we're just going to vote on it because there was no. Oh, James, did you have your hand up?
Yeah, James? I just had a question. I didn't understand. Carol said that they changed something. Is this?
No, it's only the board moves. That's all that's different.
I just wanted to make sure it was the same rest of the wording.
No, the body of the motion has not been changed.
Okay, yeah. Great.
We're very
great.
Careful.
That was
about
just,
that.
Thank you.
No, I appreciate your due diligence, James. That's really important. Thank you. Okay, Carol, would you please call a vote by roll call?
Okay, Adisa Armand. Yes or no?
I said yes.
Adisa, yes. Daniel Borgstrom.
Well, someone
mute, please.
Would you mute yourself until you're called upon, please, because it's noisy in the background?
Daniel Borgstrom. I'll come back to Daniel. Chris Corey.
Yes.
Chris Corey, yes. Brian Crowell.
Yes.
Brian Crowell, yes. Thank you, Brian. Fred Dodsworth.
Absolutely, yes.
Fred, yes. Sherry Gendelman.
Yes.
Sherry, yes. Donald Goldmacher. Donald, are you there?
Yes.
Donald, yes. Leslie Howard?
Yes.
Leslie, yes. Christina Huggins?
Yes.
Christina, yes. Lily Kimura?
Yes.
Lily, yes. Philip Maldari?
Yes.
Philip Maldari, yes. James McFadden?
Yes.
James, yes. Darlene Pagano?
Yes.
Darlene, yes. Frank Sterling.
I'm here, yes.
Frank, yes. Catherine Tuktokin.
Yes.
Catherine, yes. Aki Tanaka.
Yes.
Aki, yes. Andrea Turner.
Yes.
Andrea, yes. Mark Van Landwood.
Yes.
Mark, yes. Tom Voorhees.
Tom votes yes.
Tom, yes. Carol Wolfley, yes. Zach Caldera?
Yes.
Zach, yes. Elizabeth Milos?
Yes.
Elizabeth, yes. Daniel Borgstrom? Daniel, are you muted? You would need to unmute yourself. Daniel? Christina, what do you want to do about that?
Is Daniel still here?
He's still on the line.
Daniel, could you unmute yourself? Trouble unmuting.
He's muted.
Kai, can you take down the motion, please?
And Daniel, you can post in the chat if you want yes or no. He remains muted.
Okay, Janine Utter has joined the meeting. Janine, did you want to vote on the motion that is posted in the chat?
I'm going to abstain. I haven't read it yet.
Okay, thank you. Janine Utter, abstain. And Daniel. Daniel, you may post in the chat. All right. Christine, I'm going to close voting.
Carol, you need to repost in the chat, or someone needs to repost in the chat, because anyone who's joined recently can't read it, as we noted earlier. So repost the entire thing in the chat, please.
Kai, can you repost in the chat, please?
Yeah, I'm doing it right now.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kai.
Okay. And
a question. I have a question.
Go ahead.
Daniel presented himself as present, so there's probably some technological issue going on here. So can we allow him to get to connect, please? At least, because
he has to figure out how to talk.
How do you know he just didn't go to the restroom?
did anybody mute Daniel during the because there was some noise. Was Daniel muted, Fred?
No.
Daniel is not muted right now, as I see on the...
I'm giving Daniel a call. He tried calling me, so I assume he has a technical problem.
Daniel can phone me if he has my number.
I'll tell him if I get through.
Thank you, James.
Just give a little minute for Daniel to have an opportunity to vote.
Thank you.
Sure.
Second.
Can I change my vote to yes? I just read it, but if not.
So Daniel Daniel can't unmute himself.
He sent the text saying yes. He's having computer issues.
And Janine,
does he need to do anything else?
Yes, Janine, you can change. You can vote yes.
Okay.
Voting is still open. Thank you. Would you please, Carol, record that Janine?
Let me just call it out so we have it. Janine Utter?
Yes.
Jane Utter, yes.
And
so Daniel is having trouble unmuting on his computer. There's some problem that he's having.
Okay. Can he raise his hand? Can he raise his hand?
Ask him to raise his hand or put it in the chat.
Daniel, can you raise your hand on your computer? You can't. I heard you, Daniel. Can you write into the chat?
You know, we have the votes as it is.
Right. It would be.
He would have to call in. He says, and he's.
He can call in.
Yes. Does he need to call one of the officers?
Yes.
Can you tell me the phone number? Can you?
Do you want to write your phone number? Well, he can call Kai. Right? Or he can.
Kai, can he phone? He can call the, Kai, will you write your number in the chat, please?
Yeah, just a second.
And actually, I'm not convinced Daniel can read the chat, so you may want to actually say it out loud.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell Daniel on the phone a number that he needs to call.
Just thank you, James.
1 second.
Or James, can you give me Daniel's number and I will phone him?
He says he's calling Carol.
Okay.
Good.
So are you getting a call, Carol?
Nope.
All right, Daniel's having technical difficulties today.
Can someone give me the phone number for Daniel to call?
Give me Daniel's phone number.
I'm on the phone with him, and I don't know if I can get to his
phone. You can put, okay.
Yeah, hold on. This is the number. 510-717-7951.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
510-717-7951. That's the number he texted me from.
Thank you.
Carol, hang up now. Carol's going to call you. Okay. So he hung up on the line that I was talking
to. Hi, Daniel. You're on speakerphone. How do you vote?
I vote yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Daniel.
Okay, very good.
Excellent.
That's your problem.
Thank you. I understand it happens. Bye. All right.
Well done, people, Chris says, and I agree.
That was everybody. So we have 23. Yes. Great. Motion passes. Thank you, everybody.
Unanimous. Good job. Welcome, here. That's great. Okay, thank you. The motion
passes. Christina?
Yes.
I noticed that we never approved the agenda. I move that we approve the agenda.
Do I have a second? Thank you. If there's anybody opposed to approving the agenda, please raise your hand. Would you help me check this, Kai, just to be sure not?
I see no one's hands raised.
Yeah, nobody is.
Okay, public comments then, huh?
Okay, public comments are next then. Do we have any public comments?
No one is.
Do you want to read the public comment statement, Christina, for instructions for people?
I think that I read it at the beginning, I think. I don't see anybody here, but okay.
Fred Cook is here, and Chip Burns is here, and Anthony Fest is here.
And Bruce Grief, and a Colin Reiser, and James Sertin. Okay. There's a number of people. A 305 okay. Number's here. Oakland's here. iPhone's here.
Okay. The people wishing to make a public comment are asked to sign up to make a public comment at the beginning of public comments time, so that the designated time can be equally divided among the speakers. The members of the public are called on first to prioritize listener and staff input. Is that the one you wanted me to read, Carol?
Yes.
PMDA members of the Senate will be called on after other members of the public have spoken. I will say that we did have, in the last time that we had public comments, we had an HR complaint generated because there was someone that was making defamatory comments. That's currently investigation. I'm not at liberty to go into all the detail of that, but I would ask that people not make statements about people who are or have been staff or people at KPFA that are defamatory and that are not supportable in fact by evidence. So with that, let's see. We have how many people?
Four.
Okay. So what do we want to start with? How many minutes?
2 minutes each.
Okay. We can come back around if we need to. 2 minutes each. We'll start with Steve Zeltzer.
Yes, I wanted to speak about the defense campaign for Frank Sterling, who is for the second time is charged by the Antioch police in a frame-up, what I believe to be a frame-up. He was covering a protest of anti-activists at the retirement of the police chief in Antioch, and was while he was videotaping, he was attacked by the police and thrown to the ground and tasered twice. And as many people know, there have been attack on journalists in San Francisco, Brian Carmody and Jeremy Jopi, another journalist in Marin County. So I think the attack on journalists is growing. And I think that the KPFA local station board and KPFA should stand up and call for the dropping of the charges against Frank Sterling by the district attorney in Contra Costa. The police have a long record there of harassing, bullying, murdering people. And the fact that he was covering that as part of his work at KPFA is important to understand. So I suggest that the local station board call for the DA to drop the charges and for get behind Frank. There's going to be a hearing on March, and I would hope that everyone can go to it and show support for Frank. Journalists at KPFA obviously are not immune to the growing repression and police attacks.
Thank you, Mr. Zelter. Sharon Adams is next.
Okay, yes, hello. First, I just want to say congratulations on passing that motion. I'm glad that Article 8 is on the way to being amended. And I thought maybe I just wanted to say a couple things about what had happened there. Because, you know, it did cost KPFA $150,000 in lawyer's fees to get this done. Because Pacifica did not cover this cost, although it was a mistake made by Pacifica management. Pacifica itself did not pay for the legal fees to do this. It charged KPFA directly and came out of KPFA's budget, and which of course was not accounted for in our budget. We didn't expect that we would have to be paying Pacifica's legal fees to fix a mistake that Pacifica made. But the most amazing thing about it all is that what ultimately happened in this case is that the PNB, the Pacifica National Board, authorized Pacifica to sue itself, to file a lawsuit against itself, and then the PNB authorized Pacifica to accept a default judgment against itself. The ludicrousness of spending $150,000 to file a lawsuit against itself and then take a default judgment against itself so that to do away with a membership vote, that's what this all was about, doing away with a membership vote on this issue that has been around since 2013 with all the elections that have happened between 2013 and now. This could have been put to a vote at any of those elections without spending $150,000 in legal fees. And it shows why the current management, not the current, we have a new ED, but the just immediately past management was so ludicrous. And I call out Tom Voorhees particularly on this issue.
Can we not have
supporting that side?
Okay, well, let's not have personal accusations, please?
Okay, I'm just calling him out for his vote on this issue. But okay, that's it. I'm done.
All right, Fred Cook, you're next. And please, guys, let's try to get along.
Fred, you're muted still.
You're muted, Fred. You're still muted, Fred.
Okay. I have enjoyed being a member of the Community Advisory Board. I would like to continue to be a member of the Community Advisory Board. I put in an application for a renewal of my membership, and I'd like to know when will that be acted upon and how will I be notified?
Carol, can you answer that question? I know that you're deeply involved with them. Carol Wolfley? Carol, are you there? I know we want to get our cab up and running.
Yeah, I don't have an answer for that at this time, but I do expect that we will be able to take it up in March.
So my understanding is that the CPB has a timetable that we need to meet in order to be eligible for funding. And I wonder, is that consistent with the way that the LSB is handling this?
Yes, currently they've actually relaxed the time frame because of COVID. So they're, it's not, nothing is normal anymore. I'll just put it that way. So we're not going to have to comply with a rigid timeline, and they've relaxed the, that particular aspect of it. So if we deal with it in March, we will still be able to be within compliance.
Okay. So I will assume then that I'm still on the community advisory board until a new board is seated.
I think that's a safe assumption, and we appreciate you doing what you do, Fred.
Thank you.
It's a very important part of what we do here. So thank you.
Okay. Kim K, you're next on stack.
Hi, I'm Kim Kaufman from, I'm the treasurer from KPFK. I was going to ask about your cab, getting your cab going. So I guess you've answered it. I'm not, you know, if I could ask where you got that, the time frame from, how you were informed about that as to what their expectations are of when it has to be going. I'd be curious about that, but otherwise, thanks.
Thank you.
I'm going to call on people who have not spoken before I call on people who have already spoken.
I think that was Adisa Armand.
Oh, great. Anthony Fess, please.
Well,
okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Now and then I like to talk about the big picture. And I guess everybody has heard that expression, be the change you want to see. So let me pose the question, what if KPFA actually tried to abide by that saying instead of just talking about it? And instead of just talking about great ideas like socialism and workers' management, what if the station actually practiced them? Well, in fact, here's a guide to what that might look like. Michael Albert's new book, No Bosses. Now, he's writing about the entire economy, but if we can even entertain the idea of running our economy that way, surely we can entertain the idea of running a little community radio station that way. Now, one thing we can be sure of, if KPFA was run as a workers' co-op or collective, we would not have had a situation where one individual could take a program off the air without answerability. We wouldn't have had our labor show taken off the air. We wouldn't have lost that wonderfully humorous and insightful Twitwit show. We wouldn't have lost discreet music on Sunday night. Now, of course, if we run the station as a collective, it'd be the theoretical problem of, how will change be introduced? Won't it just become a self-perpetuating little group? But take a look. That's the very problem we have now. We have hardly any change except the more creative and establishment challenging programs get kicked out, and all the rest just continues on for years or decades on end. So think about it. I just picked up this book, haven't had time to read it yet, but think about that concept in relation to our radio station. Thank you.
Thank you, Anthony. Call-in user number one, you need to identify yourself before you speak.
Excuse me, the callers are not
required. They do not have required. To identify themselves, Fred. That's...
Please don't just speak out. We're chairing the board, okay? No, they don't have to say who they are.
Sorry, my mistake. Call in user number one. Your time is available. You need to unmute.
You can stand up and say something. Say who the fuck you are.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess...
Oh, sorry. There are just so many things to push to get on. Okay, so I wanted to point out that there is a narrative going on that says the PNB made a mistake and it should have been resolved, et cetera, et cetera. I was actually on the PNB for 5 years. And when we first learned about the pending auction from Tracy Rosenberg, actually, the claims we heard, not endorsing Tracy, I'm just saying that's where the most of Pacifica learned about it. And the claims we heard were that, in fact, the PNB had been notified repeatedly. That is not true. Margie Wilkinson, our dearly beloved, sincerely, Margie Wilkinson was IED. Brian Edwards-Tiegert your staff programmer there, was treasurer for a period of that time. There was no report from KPFA staff management about this. But at any rate, I'm glad that it's resolved, and we should be more careful about what we, the claims we make about actions taken. That's number one. Number two, I hope that you all are very, very, very actively promoting the special day of programming for Black History Month called Black Is. It's coming up on Monday, February 21st, which is, I think, what is it, the 57th anniversary of Malcolm's assassination. And the U.S. will be celebrating its great presidents, I believe, also on that day. So please actively promote that. It's important. And also, Pacifica and KPFA, as much as anyone else, needs to really work at getting people under 40 involved in the station and involved in governance. If you really love an organization and you really believe in your cause, you want to make sure it carries on beyond you. And you don't do that by only engaging people over 60. And yes, I'm in that category. Thank you.
Okay, the next person, Steve Zeltzer, it's your second time speaking. You go ahead, please.
Yeah, I want to clarify some misinformation that's been put out here at this meeting. The fact of the matter is the treasurer and business manager at KPFA never reported to the local station board about the tax problems. There was never a report, which is required. So the former treasurer, who spoke up vociferously previously, and the financial manager never came to the local station board prior to the fact that we learned about the tax arrears from Tracy Rosenberg and said to the local station board, there's a problem. Why wasn't that reported? Now, some people are saying it was reported to the PMB. Why wouldn't it be reported to the local station board? That's a serious question. So I want an explanation from the reason it was not reported to the local station board. Furthermore, the CAB should not have been dissolved or not dissolved, but prevented from meeting. There were people apparently who had another view, and they supported the bylaws eliminating the CAB, and they didn't expect that the bylaws would be defeated. And that's why the CAB hasn't been meeting. So I think the local station board leadership should explain why the board hasn't been meeting, and while other stations' boards have been meeting. Other stations, the CAB have had meetings. Why hasn't KPFA been able to have meetings and made reports, evaluations about what's going on at KPFA? A serious problem of responsibility and failure to take responsibility to make sure the CAB's meetings. So when people are attacking other stations in the network, what about KPFA? Where's KPFA's responsibility to carry out their own responsibilities? It seems there's serious lacking in that.
Thank you for your comments. I'm going to call on Sherry Gendelman because she has not yet spoken.
I'm not actually going to speak in public comment because I am a member of the board. However, no. It's a point of privilege that the last speaker cast aspersions on an employee of KPFA, and public comment is not to be used to comment on the performance or to expose this board or any of its members to any type of disparagement of an employee of KPFA. So the remarks were baseless, and they really wander into the territory of attacking current employees of KPFA without their ability to defend themselves. And additionally, public comment is not to be used to wander into areas that are prohibited by any responsible
point of order, please. Point of order, please. First of all, that is meant for LSB members, not for the public, unless, of course, you're referring to or you're trying to stop censor public, the public, our listeners, from being able to express themselves.
First of all, you weren't called
on. All right, everybody, please stop. I take responsibility for making a mistake and calling on Sherry Gendelman. I'm new here, and it's my fault. I accept responsibility. Sharon Adams, you're next on the stack. Okay.
Point of order.
Go ahead, Carol.
Okay, point of order. Christina is chairing the meeting.
I would ask people not to just speak out.
unless you were called on, please. So she was making a point of order about legalities. That's why Sherry was called on. We do not speak at public comment, and it's probably better not to generally, but we also have been sued many times for defamation of character, the Pacifica Foundation. So that was the point of order. Go ahead, Sharon.
Okay. Hello. Yes. Well, I want to just say, it's absolute, you know, it's interesting to hear people come on to this LSB and speak from WBAI in particular and speak about our station and what we should be doing and make statements about how things are being misrepresented when they are doing the misrepresenting. It is absolutely true that the PNB knew about the property tax issue. And I'm sorry if somebody that was on the PNB was unaware and unable to keep up with the actual facts of what was going on in this corporation. But the fact of the matter is that when the Nakapon building was sold, there was absolute evidence of the property tax issue. And there's documented proof that Grace Aaron and others on the PNB knew. And there's proof before that in terms of emails. So, you know, this constant, you know, misrepresentation about whether it was KPFA's fault when it is clearly and documented to be a responsibility of the PNB that they ignored for years since 2013. It is true Margie Wilkinson was the ED for a couple years in there and maybe could have done it, but there was so much disarray going on. And when it really became a crisis was much later than that. And like I said, Grace Aaron had actual knowledge when the Nakapon building was sold that there was unpaid property tax issues and did nothing about it. There's been elections that could have been held to do this during that time. So I just wanted to make that point. Of course, Mr. Zeltzer also lied. He does that constantly. So it's tiresome. I heard, you know, over at the WBAI meeting, they're telling things about what we did, you know, and still and continuously KPFA is the most successful station. And in the first quarter of this current fiscal year, KPFA brought in 40% of the revenue of entire Pacifica network, 40% from KPFA alone.
Thank you.
Point of order for me to ask a question. It has been brought up on the chat that we LSB members cannot speak about staff, but call-in people can speak about staff. Is this correct?
This is, in vague terms, you can speak about staff, but in individual terms, you cannot, because what happens is in fact, that's what generated an HR complaint from our last public speaking, which Sherry Gendelman is aware of. She's an attorney, and that's why she spoke up, because she was protecting our board and our actually the foundation from another defamation lawsuit. So you can speak about staff in general terms, but when you name somebody by their position and everybody knows who they are, it's problematic, and it could generate a lawsuit.
Thank you for clarifying that position.
You're welcome. Is there anybody else wishing to speak? I don't see any other hands up at this time.
I call for a move to adjourn then.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. If anybody's opposed, please raise your hand.
Mara Rivera has opposed. I see no other hands up.
Okay.
I oppose.
Okay. We have two hands
up. Okay. We have two opposes. I see no other hands up.
The motion carries.